And so that's the way.
Okay. What about something that you might keep in the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs? What would you call that?
Oh, we always call it slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the great big, the bigger one that you use, just throw any kind of waste material in or stuff you didn't need? You just call that a what?
You mean the papered stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Garbage, we have a garbage can, we call
just
it.
The garbage can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about this thing that your wife would fry eggs in or fry ham in, something like that?
Oh, we have a big skillet.
Skillet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same thing as a frying pan?
No, it ain't the same thing as a frying pan. Now, a frying pan we use a frying pan like, it's a lighter thing in a skillet, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do either one of them have legs?
No.
Neither one of them? Mm. What about these things that you used to see out in the country, you saw in people's yards? They were great big black things you could sometimes boil things in, you know, like clothes or something like that.
That was a wash kettle.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called a wash pot?
Yes.
Same
wash
thing?
Wash pot, yeah.
Okay. And what about these things that people put cut flowers in and maybe put up on the mantel? Something like that to look pretty, you know, the container that you put it in.
A vase.
Call that a vase. And that's different
flower.
And that's different from what you grow the flowers in.
Yeah.
That would be called
a flower pot.
Just a flower pot. Okay. And, the utensils that you eat with at a meal that you use a
fork or knife, spoon.
Okay. Yeah. And when you get through eating the meal, your wife has to do what with the dishes to get them clean?
Well, she washes them. Mm-hmm.
And if she's doing it by hand, after she washes them to get the soap off, she
put them in the sink and rinse them, mm-hmm. and dry them. Have a rag to dry them with, you see.
Is there anything in particular you call that rag to dry them?
Drying cloth.
That's drying cloth. And what about the rag that she uses to wash them?
Well, that's a dish rag, mm-hmm. what we call it.
Mm-hmm. And then you have about a towel about the size of your hand, you know, that you use when you're bathing yourself. What do you call that?
That's a bath cloth. Mm-hmm. Black and, towel.
And when you dry off all over your body, you use...
Well, we used we always use just a regular big towel.
Big towel.
Yeah.
Okay. That thing that water comes out of over your sink in your kitchen, you call that what?
Faucet.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if it's out in your yard, it's a...
It's a hydrant.
Hydrant. And on these metal portable water containers, you know, you can take out on the road with you if you're working, that thing that the water comes out of on it, you know, what would you call that?
I'd call that the faucet.
The faucet, too. Okay. Sometimes in the winter, it might get so cold that when you turn on the water in the morning, nothing comes out. You might say, well, my goodness, it must have got so cold last night that the pipes...
Did it freeze?
Mm-hmm. And the pipes would...
And burst
okay.
a lot. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
See, most time now they have people have their pipes insulated, you know,
mm-hmm.
put the insulation around mm-hmm. and avoid a lot of that freezing.
Oh yeah.